Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. A crowd toppled a bronze Confederate statue in front of a county administrative building in Durham, North Carolina, yesterday evening, as throngs of anti-fascist groups gathered three days after a white nationalist-fueled violence turned fatal in Virginia. The proper way to place the story, folks, Richard Spencer and his so-called white nationalist buddies planned a meeting in Charlottesville, Virginia. They didn't ask anyone to come and oppose or to come and debate them at the meeting. It's as they used to say on Saturday Night Live with the, who was that? Talk amongst yourselves. They came to talk amongst themselves. It was the Antifa, anti-fascist, left-wing, anarchist, pinko commie, atheist wackos that showed up with the idea of, we're not going to let you have your meeting. Now, Peter Beinart at The Atlantic points out something, and his observation is just spot on brilliant.
And please do not get me started. It's so unfair. Now I'm getting emotional. I'm a little verklempt.
You're verklempt. You're verklempt. I'm verklempt.
I'm sorry. Talk amongst yourselves.
Here is Beinart's conclusion, and I posted this. The today's pile of prep is very lengthy, by the way. It's got a lot of juicy stuff in it. Antifa believes it's pursuing. Now, the title of Beinart's piece, and it's in the print edition of the September 2017. Atlantic, the rise of the violent left. Antifa believes it is pursuing the opposite of authoritarianism. Many of its activists oppose the very notion of a centralized state. Now, by the by, let's note here, I don't oppose the notion of a centralized state. I oppose the practical effect of the centralized state called the federal government of the United States that we currently suffer under, but I don't oppose centralized states in general. Let's make that clear. Before somebody can go, Mr. Church, you oppose the central... No, I oppose a centralized state. But in the name of protecting the vulnerable, anti-fascists have granted themselves the authority to decide which Americans may publicly assemble and which may not.